do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson, The History of Women's Trousers. Yes, they have had a long history. People have had to fight for the right to wear trousers or pants or slacks or whatever you want to call them. But this just makes me wonder, what are some of the differences between women's fashions and men's fashions? Of course, men have worn pants or trousers for a long time, but today there are still some differences between women's and men's fashion. What are some, Carolyn?
Well, one I can think of that's fairly obvious. You are wearing a tie today, and I am not wearing a tie, but I am wearing high heels, and you are not.
Well, yes, that is one big difference. I think another difference I can think of is maybe what you put in your hair. Women put certain things in their hair sometimes that I don't really see a lot of men put in their hair. Of course, today, lots of men and women wear things that are very similar. So sometimes fashions do cross. Well, right now it's time for us to get started with the first part of our reading for today, The History of Women's Trousers.
The History of Women's Trousers. Practical Matters. When men went off to fight in World War I, women's roles changed. They were forced to take jobs that were traditionally performed by men. As women began working in factories and fields, they discovered that skirts weren't practical, so they wore trousers on the job. Women once again performed traditional male jobs during World War II. Often they would borrow pants and overalls from their husbands, fathers, and brothers. But trousers still weren't acceptable outside of work.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Bloomers? Bell-bottoms? Business suits? We're back for day two of our fashion article, where we'll learn more about how women's pants have changed over time. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Practical. Practical is an adjective. I prefer to wear practical shoes rather than fashionable ones. Fashionable. Fashionable is an adjective. Hugh's sister Katrina always looks pretty and fashionable. Casual. Casual is an adjective. In college, I only wore casual clothes, but now I need some new things for work. Occasion. Occasion is a noun. There are several occasions that require people to wear very formal clothes. Your more information words are World War I. World War I is a noun. Overalls. Overalls is a noun. Designer jeans. Designer jeans is a noun. Let's get started with our article.
Well, here are some very interesting factors as to how women were able to wear pants. At the beginning of this section, we see practical matters. If something is practical, well, that's a word from our word bank. And practical just means something that makes sense. It's useful or something that you can use very easily and it's helpful. How might you use this word, Gabe?
Well, I often think about practical advice. Someone might give you advice that you can use in your life. It's very practical. They tell you what you should do. That's practical advice. Sometimes other people give you advice and you think about it. Maybe it's kind of confusing. You're not sure what to do. It's not practical advice. And here's some practical advice for you since you are learning English. Maybe you want to pick up an English novel. That would be a practical way to improve your English.
Well, we are talking about practical matters here and how that affected whether women could wear pants or not. We see here at the beginning, when men went off to fight in World War I, women's roles changed. So something happened during World War I as the men all left to fight.
That's right. They went off to fight. Often you hear about soldiers going off to war. Usually you see that word off like this. They went off to war. So they went off to fight in World War I, and then women's roles changed. Carolyn, what is a role?
Well, a role is what you do or the part you play. Many times when I hear the word role, I think of acting and what part you play in a movie or in a drama. But here it's talking about your role in life. Mm-hmm. Maybe your role at home is a mother or father.
So women's roles changed. Maybe women had to learn how to do different things. Well, we continue. They were forced to take jobs that were traditionally performed by men. Again, we see acting here, or what you do with this word perform, things that were performed or done by men. And now women are beginning to do these things.
That's right. And as women began working in factories and fields, they discovered that skirts weren't practical. So before, when women were mostly at home, wearing a skirt was not a problem. But if you are trying to do your husband's job or your brother or your son's job and working in a factory or out in a field, it would be very difficult to do this in a skirt.
That's right. Maybe skirts would get in the way. They wouldn't allow you to do as much or do what you're supposed to do. So they wore trousers on the job. Well, I like that phrase, on the job. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, if something is on the job, then it's what you do while you are working. Mm-hmm. So they are wearing these pants while they work, but maybe not while they're at home, just when they're working.
That's right. Well, sometimes I see this phrase, on the job, used in another way. Someone might be sleeping on the job. They're supposed to be working, but they're sleeping on the job. Or they're checking the internet for things that are not work-related on the job. So if you're at work, make sure you're really on the job doing what you need to do. Well, how does the lesson continue?
Well, women once again performed traditional male jobs during World War II. So it sounds like when the men would have to go off to fight, the women would have to replace them in the workforce and take over their jobs.
All right, so these kind of all revolve around the wars. The two major world wars have changed women's roles a little bit. Very interesting. Well, often they would borrow pants and overalls from their husbands, fathers, and brothers. So they didn't have their own. They would have to borrow these things from their family members.
That's right, because, well, they didn't really wear pants outside of the house. They didn't have to because they didn't have these types of jobs. But here we see that they borrowed overalls from their husbands, fathers, or brothers. And overalls are pants that come all the way up over your entire body. Mm-hmm. They cover everything.
That's right. There's a way that you can connect them up at the top over your shirt. Those are overalls. Have you ever worn overalls? Or maybe you own a pair of overalls.
But trousers still weren't acceptable outside of work, we see. Oh, so even though they were able to wear these clothes during the war and when they were working, they still weren't really supposed to wear them when they weren't on the job.
That's right. Outside of work. We see this phrase here. Now, usually I think of outside as being as opposed to inside of a building, for instance. But here we're talking about outside of work. Can you explain this a little bit, Carolyn?
Well, if you're outside of work, then it means that you aren't working. And sometimes our work is outside, but that's not what it's talking about. If you're working in a field, then you're working. But once you go home, that is outside of work.
All right. So what can you wear when you're on the job while you are working? And what can you wear when you're outside of work? They might be two different things. Right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看 practical 这个形容词。Practical 是指实用的或者是实际可行的。例如 Mom's suggestions are always objective and practical. 妈妈给的建议常常是既客观又很实际。或者是 Their shoes are not flashy, but they are very practical for everyday life. 他们的鞋子虽然不花俏，但是日常生活里非常实用。继续我们看的是 overalls 这个复数型名词。Overall 是指连身的工作服或者是连身裤。例如 Dad loves to wear his old overalls while working on his car. 爸爸修车的时候喜欢穿他那件旧旧的工作服。如果把这个字的字尾的 S 去掉 ,overall 就变成形容词，意思是指全体的或全面的。例如 Paula's overall job performance is above average. Paula 整体的工作表现是在平均之上。
We've been learning about the history of women's trousers in this lesson. We already talked about the fight for women's rights, or pushing for women's rights to wear pants or trousers. And today we've also talked about some practical matters during both of the major world wars. When the men went off to fight in the wars, women had to do what the men were supposed to do at their work. And so...It became practical to wear pants. Well, we're going to continue learning about this in the next part of our reading for today.
The History of Women's Trousers. Fashionable Influences. Hollywood began to change that concept, though. When stars Katharine Hepburn and Grace Kelly appeared wearing pants,Many fashionable ladies copied the look. However, most women during the 1940s and 50s still preferred to wear dresses and skirts. Teen choice. In the 1950s, teenage girls chose rolled-up blue jeans for casual wear. In the 60s, they chose bell-bottom jeans, and in the 70s, designer jeans. In the 21st century,Women feel free to wear different types of pants on most occasions. From bloomers to business suits, women and their trousers have come a long way.
Well, women and their trousers have come a very long way from just bloomers to what we wear now, butWe can see some of the reasons that they have changed. In this next section, we see it is called fashionable influences. And fashionable is a word from our word bank. If something is fashionable, then it looks good. And it is also very popular. People like to wear it or they like to use it. How might you use this fashionable word, Gabe?
Well, fashionable. Maybe I think about clothes. The clothes that people are wearing could be fashionable. They're in. They're stylish. Or maybe someone's haircut is very fashionable. You can compliment your friend who has a fashionable haircut. Well, you could also think of the word stylish when you think of the word fashionable. So what is fashionable? We're talking about fashionable influences right here.
That's right. So there are some fashionable influences or some influences from fashion. To start this, we see Hollywood began to change that concept, though. And it's talking about the concept that trousers were not acceptable outside of work. Hollywood changed that idea.
Well, Carolyn, I think Hollywood has a big role in today's world as well. It changes the ideas or the concepts of a lot of things in life. And so I can see or understand how Hollywood would change the concept of what women could or couldn't wear.
That's right. So we'll talk about this influence. When stars Katharine Hepburn and Grace Kelly appeared wearing pants, many fashionable ladies copied the look. So here we have two very famous women in Hollywood who began to wear pants, and it sounds like many other women in the U.S. wanted to be like them.
And if you're not sure who these women are, Katherine Hepburn and Grace Kelly, there's a picture of them on page 48 in your magazine. Carolyn, they were incredible actresses, and I really wish sometimes that I was alive back then when they were making movies and influencing society.
They did have a very big influence on society, and they even had an influence on women's rights and our right to wear pants. Well, right now we have a little more information to learn with Stephen Ken in the info cloud on that word look.
Hi, friends. Let's take a look at a very simple word today. Look. Now, I don't mean the verb look, but the noun look.
So, Steve, do you know what the preferred look for this summer is?
Ken, that's a great example of how to use look as a noun when it refers to a distinctive manner of dress or fashion. A singer might change her outfit several times in a concert, and each outfit would be a different look. And no, Ken, I have no idea what the preferred look for this summer is.
Not important. Now, if we use looks plural, it has a different meaning. It just means the appearance of something. You might like the looks of a place when you first see it.
But looks can be deceiving.
Good point. So don't be fooled by the looks of something.
Now, a person may also have good looks, and looks here refers to his or her physical appearance, especially when it's pleasing.
Right. We can't say somebody has bad looks, only good looks.
And good looks generally refers to one's facial appearance, like a movie star has good looks.
我们今天来看 look 当名词怎么用。用复数 looks 指的就是外貌、外在的样子。如果用在人身上 ,looks 表示一个人的容貌、面貌。而且 looks 都会用来表示好看的面貌。比如说 good looks 就是美貌、好看的长相。但我们不能够说 bad looks。look 也可以指造型，今天的课文提到 Katherine Hepburn 跟 Grace Kelly 穿着裤装亮相的时候，许多赶时髦的女性开始仿效这一种 look 造型。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Looking good as always. Let's continue with our lesson. However, most women during the 1940s and 50s still preferred to wear dresses and skirts. And so many people started wearing pants because of influences like Katherine Hepburn and Grace Kelly, but many women still preferred to wear skirts.
Well, it was something they were used to wearing, but we see in the next section titled Teen Choice.So what teens decided to do, in the 1950s, teenage girls chose rolled-up blue jeans for casual wear.
All right, well, that's actually still something you might see today in some places, rolled-up blue jeans. Well, if you're wearing jeans, you can roll the bottom of them up a little bit. That was kind of fashionable. But let's talk about this word bank word here. It is casual. If something is casual, it's not formal. You don't wear it when you're going to something fancy. You can just wear it out anywhere.
That's right. So it's something that you wear every day, and you usually feel very relaxed when you wear it. It's casual, and the girls here in the 1950s decided that they wanted to wear rolled-up blue jeans for their everyday life, for their casual wear.
That's right. Well, I can use this word in another way as well. You might talk about a casual conversation you had. You weren't giving a formal speech in front of an audience. You were just talking with a friend. It was a casual conversation. And I think in most friendships, you just have casual conversations.
That's right. So you can use this word in several different ways. Continuing, in the 1960s or in the 60s, they chose bell-bottom jeans. And in the 70s, designer jeans. So They had different kinds of jeans that they preferred in each of these times.
All right, so it seems like jeans are catching on. They're becoming more and more popular. We see different types of jeans here. Bell-bottom jeans, designer jeans. Carolyn, have you ever worn bell-bottom jeans?
Well, I've worn bell-bottom jeans, but I think they were a little bit different. They were just a small bell at the bottom, but I think in the 1960s, they were very large bell-bottom jeans.
All right, well, they were certainly fashionable once upon a time in the past. But, of course, styles are changing gradually. We had designer jeans, and we continue. In the 21st century, women feel free to wear different types of pants on most occasions. Let's talk about that word bank word, occasion. What is an occasion, Carolyn?
Well, an occasion is a special day or a special event. So here they have them wearing jeans on most occasions. So it's not special. It's all the time, most occasions. But maybe there's a special occasion that you want to wear a dress or a skirt, or you want to look very nice.
Or maybe you see your friend wearing something extra special. You can ask this question, what's the occasion? Are you going on a date today? Well, we continue. From bloomers to business suits, women and their trousers have come a long way. Let's talk about that phrase, to come a long way. This means that gradually or over time, things have developed to where they are now.
That's right. And women's trousers have come a long way from a time when women could not wear pants at all to being able to wear them all the time, every day, for any occasion.
Well, I also think of movies when I think of this phrase. Movies have come a long way. They used to be silent and then black and white, but speaking. And now there's so much technology involved in movies. They're really cool. They have come a long way. Right now it's time for us to go and enjoy a review skit and then join Michelle in the language lab.
I'm wearing a skirt.
And I'm wearing trousers. Both are acceptable.
Yes, but it wasn't always that way.
No, in the past, women wearing trousers was a shocking idea.
Simply shocking. But now, pants are a staple in most women's closet. So what made trousers acceptable? There are many factors.
For one thing, pants were practical. When men went off to fight in World War I, women began working in factories and fields. Skirts weren't practical at all, so women wore trousers on the job.
The same thing happened in World War II. Women borrowed pants and overalls from the men in the family, but pants still weren't acceptable outside of work.
Then the fashionable influence of Hollywood came along. Ladies in film appeared wearing pants, and other fashionable women copied the look.
Yes. However, women in the 40s and 50s still preferred dresses and skirts.
But teenage girls in the 50s chose blue jeans for casual wear.
And in the 60s, bell-bottom jeans.
And in the 70s, designer jeans.
And on and on. And now women feel free to wear pants on almost any occasion.
Yes, trousers have come a long way. And I'm glad. Slacks are practical and comfortable.
But so are skirts.
Both are acceptable.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 fashionable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 fashion, 流行这个名词。所以形容词 fashionable 是指流行的或者是时尚的。例如 ,these magazines introduce the latest fashionable designs. 这些时尚杂志介绍最新流行的设计。或者是 the fashionable hairstyle made him look 10 years younger than his real age. 这个时髦的发型让他看起来比实际年龄年轻了10岁。所以我们看的是 occasion 这个名词。occasion 是指场合。例如 Richard decided to save his nicest suit for special occasions. Richard 决定要把他最好的西装留到特殊的场合再穿。或者是 We met at an occasion last Christmas. 我们去年圣诞节前后在一个场合中见过。And let's see what our teachers are doing.
You've certainly come a long way studying English here with us at Studio Classroom.
And we do want to thank you for joining us here today, learning about the history of women's trousers. Of course, there's always a lot to learn here at Studio Classroom, so we will see you next time.
See you then!
Someone kidnapped Sherry. And now there's a typhoon coming. Will Jason and Jun Fan be able to help Sherry before the storm arrives? Let's listen to this next episode of The Stranger.
I still didn't know anything about what was happening. All I knew was that I had been taken to the kidnapper's hideout. The two men tied my hands and feet, covered my eyes, and put a rag in my mouth so I couldn't speak. Despite the pain in my arms and legs, I could feel the wind blowing through an open window. I sensed a terrible storm was on its way.
Jun Fan, why do you think you know who kidnapped Sherry?
Get in the car, Jason. I'll tell you on the way.
Get in the car. Get out of the car. Climb over the fence.
Jason, please, just get in the car.
Okay, start talking, and this better be good.
You heard my uncle on the phone, right? He asked the person he was talking to if they had the foreign woman. He also asked if this person had gotten rid of the taxi.
And you think that explains what you saw today when the foreign girl was getting pushed into the taxi?
I just know my uncle is doing something bad now that he's back in Taiwan.
Is he dangerous?
My uncle has always been dangerous. Right now, he just wants to make my family sorry for what my father did to him. He obviously knows who Sherry is and that she is an heir to my father's fortune. To him, this is his big chance for revenge.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.